This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Interesting day today. We were playing around with TikTok Live. We finally figured out the dual camera action, which is a bit exciting. For those of you who follow Carly on TikTok, you'll be well across that she does these TikTok Lives every now and then. People love them.
Well, I think it's a bit of behind the scenes because I think obviously you guys only get a small part of the show and that's when the mics are on. So a lot of people often ask us, what do you do when the songs are playing? And you can literally tune in and see if you want.
And it's nothing.
I know. I think, you know, people probably think we're frantically researching the next topic
or
going over some show notes.
We're reading a sheet sometimes in silence.
Sometimes we're dancing to the music. Sometimes we play hypothetical games.
That's true.
The other one, the other day was what drink we would be if we were, what everyone's drinks would be.
What did I say for you? Like a mojito?
Like a pina colada or something.
Pina colada or
pina
a mojito.
Colada. I don't even know what I mean.
Pina colada.
You were, what were you again? You were a cruiser.
Yeah, blueberry cruiser, according to, although I like the pineapple one, just quietly.
Oh, I could see you as a pineapple cruiser.
Geez, I love them. Alpha Bucks, let's get into that for tomorrow. Hard one tomorrow, going to be real with you. Q for quick.
Sometimes I think that those odd letters actually make it easier because you've got those like words ready to go.
That's true. Well, let's see how this one goes. Starting with Q, name me a mineral. Yes,
quartz.
You're right, quartz. But that's hard,
thinker.
Right? That's a thinker.
What else is there?
That's it. Yeah. Look, there's another one that's hard, but I can't give too many away. But
okay, I think we can do this, people.
Yeah, it's a hard one tomorrow.
It's funny though. People keep losing on the question we give away in the podcast, and I'm like, I hate to sound like a broken record, but if you are listening to this, call tomorrow because you've already got a huge advantage.
Yep, and I hate to sound like a broken record as well, but my favorite dumb joke.
I've never heard that before. That's not an original.
It's an original.
You could have played
No. It is
original.
It is original. I haven't done it in a while, but it's just, I used to do it.
The original and the best.
My mum used to always say it all the time. I don't want to sound like a broken record. You're like, me either.
I wonder if I can sound like a broken record.
I reckon you could. Yeah, there you go.
There
perfect.
We go.
There you go. Oh, that was good.
You know when in the movies where like someone's dancing, then someone drops something and then they
I
do
love
the record
that.
Scratch
at a party
sound.
And it's like, this is playing on CD.
And then everyone stops, looks what they're doing, then someone hits play on it and everyone starts dancing like crazy again.
Yep. Enjoy that. Enjoy the podcast. See ya.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, we ask a lot of tough questions on the show. Might be the toughest one today.
Yeah, on 13 10 60, what can I do with this giant watermelon that Russ got for his birthday?
Amazing question.
It is honestly. Oh, how did we not oversight? This watermelon, you can actually have a look at it on the Alan and Carly Facebook page. It's huge. It is massive. Now, you know that I hate waste, so I want to use every inch of this watermelon.
Goodness. I would reword that.
But it's been a long time since I've bought a watermelon or dealt with one. So 13 turn 60, waste not, want not. What can I do with it? Rachel from Bunbury, what can I do with this watermelon?
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
How are you?
Good.
Look, you can make a hat, Carly, but I would I'd chop it in half, quarter it, then cut them into nice, like a thick steak.
Oh.
Yeah, leave the skin on. Little bit of sugar, not much. Little bit of sugar, salt, pepper, chili, whatever you want.
This is getting rough.
Barbecue it on your grill.
Oh, that works.
Amazing. I mean,
are you poking fun at the fact that I'm vegetarian and that's the closest I'm going to get to a steak?
No, it would work.
Do you think? Have you done this, Rachel?
You will ring me back and thank me, Carl.
Okay.
I have done it. The watermelon keeps its form. It doesn't go mushy.
Really?
Fabulous.
Okay, I'm not minded. I've only got a pizza oven though, not a barbecue. Will it work in the pizza oven?
Juice the rest. Yeah, absolutely work in a. Oh, no, it won't work in a pizza oven. Has to go on a barbecue.
Yeah, come on, Carly, grow up. Let's go to Bronwyn in Northam. Your suggestion of what Carly can do with this giant watermelon?
Cheers. You can juice it and freeze it. Ice cube block.
Oh.
Now this, Bronwyn, this is great.
Yeah, but you can put it in fruit juice drinks at a later stage. And you can also cube it and freeze it and then put it into glasses of wine.
Oh, now we're talking, Bronwyn. Thank you, Bronwyn.
That's top of the list.
Gary in Bunbury, your suggestion of what Carly can do with this gigantic watermelon?
Cheers for the call, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, my idea is similar to the last call, but you cut at the top of the watermelon and leave a handle, and then you scoop out all the watermelon in the middle. You use a melon baller or cube it up. Then you use the pieces from the top of the tray as your tray for the pieces of watermelon, and you puree it up, put some vodka through it and freeze it.
Ooh.
You turn those frozen bits of watermelon back to the basket with your puree, and you can add some chopped mint. You have like a mojito watermelon slushy inside the watermelon.
Oh my God, Gary, damn.
That is a great idea.
That's a fabulous idea.
Drink responsibly, because I feel like that's the kind of one that would sneak up on you,
to be
honest.
And that's a big watermelon. That's a big,
that's hosting another party, Carly.
Yeah.
You can use any white spirit. You can add soda water to it.
You can dilute it. I like it. Thank you very much.
Gary, let's
wrap it up with Sue in Derby. Your suggestion for Carly of what to do with this gigantic watermelon, which, by the way, you can see it right now on the Alan Carly Facebook group. Sue?
Hi, cheers, Carly and Alan.
Cheers.
I love listening to you guys in this round on my way to work each morning.
I love Sue.
I also use watermelon chopped up into big cubes and frozen in Ziploc bags or plastic containers.
Oh.
Shove them in slushies, or in, if you chop them a bit smaller, you can shove them in champagne.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome and very refreshing. Also, you can make salad out of it. You can chop them into bite-sized pieces and then chuck in either finely chopped onion, or some people prefer spring onion. Let it sit for a few hours before you serve it. And, yeah, it's really refreshing.
There you go.
I did not realise the true extent of the gift we were really being given with this watermelon. I didn't know that was so multi-purpose.
I didn't know the true extent of how many callers we would get to talk about a watermelon on air. We're all learning today, Carly. And to think off air I said this would never work.
Is this a new segment potentially? Melon chat? Or could we call it using your melon? Eh?
No, I think it's run its course, but thank you for everyone participating.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
The Fame Game.
Now, Alan, this is where I test your pop culture knowledge. Now, I'm not going to lie, it hasn't been great recently because this is kind of the thing you're known around town for. So,
I'm sorry, this is the thing?
Well, it's becoming the thing. You've been doing quite well in the past for this segment, but lately, I don't know what's going on with you, but maybe it's a bit almost, of baby brain.
Maybe it's baby brain. Maybe it's the fact that I just never liked this segment and it's starting to catch up with me.
So today I'm going to be testing you on Oscars, because obviously we had the Oscars yesterday. So how this is going to work, Alan, what I want you to do is order the movie from most to least Oscars. So I'm going to throw up three movies that definitely have won some Oscars, more than one. And I want you to order them in order of the one that won the most to least. Now, you're going to have to bear with me. This is going to require a bit of thinking on my part.
How many rounds of this are we doing?
Three.
Oh, my God.
Let's kick it off.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so we've got West Side Story.
The movie?
The movie.
Which version?
Original.
Okay.
We've got Slumdog Millionaire.
Yep, which version? Nah, it's only one of that one. Got her.
Almost did. And I've never seen it. And then we've got Lord of the Rings.
Awesome.
The Return of the King. Yeah, not that the Mac.
Haven't seen that one. Okay, so I'm going to go. I feel like, so we're just going with the amount of Oscars they won, not the importance of them, like the best picture and stuff.
Yeah, number. Okay. We're going for a number.
All right, I'm going to go Lord of the Rings first, then I'm going to go West Side Story second, then Slumdog Millionaire third.
That. Okay, Lord of the Rings nailed it out the park.
It
11 Oscars.
For visual effects and music and stuff, it won an absolute ton. And West Side Story, same deal for music. And then, Slumdog Millionaire. Won, I think, overall best picture, but didn't actually win a ton of them.
I found your hard quiz.
Oh, no, we've still got two more rounds of this. Allow me to make you feel very disappointed.
All right, the next one. We've got Titanic.
Okay, that won a ton.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that won even. Okay, yep.
And Schindler's List.
Oh, well, that, yeah, okay. All right, so I'm going to go Schindler's List, Titanic, Gone with the Wind.
I wanted this for you so bad, but unfortunately, no. It was Titanic, and I tried to help you out. I did it in order.
Oh, interesting.
Titanic 11, Gone with the Wind was next with 8. Schindler's was 7, just 7.
Wow.
All right, mate, but that's okay, because this is the Redeemer, baby. All right. Yeah. There's a lot riding on this, so take your time, whatever you need.
Okay.
Phone a friend if you need.
Okay.
Okay. Everything.
Mum, hang on the phone.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah, that was a great movie. That's the one that you have bragging rights to because you saw it before the buzz and you were like, this is going to be the movie. And then it was.
It was. The English Patient.
Ugh.
And Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah, Ben-Hur did very well. Okay. This is a very hard one.
Mm.
Obviously, they've all
it's
been hard.
It's the decider,
but...
though. Like I said, take your time, you know?
Okay.
There's a lot of people hanging around the radio right now just hoping, praying, wanting this.
I know, that's true.
Sports Bet's got the odds
Give
on.
Me the names again. So Everything, Everywhere,
Everything,
All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Which did well, did well. We had actress winning and the overall movie winning as well from memory. So...
Then we've got The English Patient.
Yeah, I think that did okay.
And then we've got Ben-Hur.
Which did... Okay, I'm going to go Ben-Hur...
Okay. Good.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and The English Patient, but I'm not confident.
I can confirm that you were correct with Ben-Hur.
Okay.
With 11 Oscars, the clear winner.
Yep. I'll take the win. Say no more. Segment's over.
I wish I didn't have to because, mate, you've made a mockery. You've made an absolute mockery. It was actually The English Patient next with 9.
And then
Everything Everywhere All at Once with just a measly 7.
7, wow. Yeah. Oh, well.
We'll move on.
The best part about this game is even when I lose, I feel like I've won. Because it just proves that I don't really care.
We all care. I didn't try. Let's be honest, we're all emotionally
invested. But I do like winning, so that's the bit that does stab me right in the soul.
Do better, be better, mate. There's always next week. Just go do what you need to do. Study... Watch TikTok.
Well, I don't know what the category's going to be.
Watch the E! Channel.
Oh,
You'll never know. You just got to be prepared.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Let's talk about your husband, Russell, who you were just mentioning off air that you got a TikTok follower who's going to follow him.
Well,
and...
Russell's not on TikTok and he has no concept of TikTok. So basically, sometimes I force him to do a TikTok with me.
Yep.
He still doesn't really... He knows what TikTok is, right? But he's just not on it. But because he's been on mine a little bit, someone actually recognized him the other day from TikTok. And Russell was like, you got the wrong guy because he's not on TikTok. But little does he know he is on TikTok, whether he likes it or not.
Now, Russell is quite a special person, obviously, in your life, but also for this show. He contributes to the show, whether he wants to or not, quite a lot. Now, it was his birthday the other day. Happy birthday. This is the birthday party that I rocked up to that no one expected me to turn up to.
No one was more shocked than me.
It was the main driver of why I did rock up because you all called me out and said, oh, well, Alan said he's going, but he won't be there. He never does. And then I was like, how dare you? I'll be there. And I was.
Now we know how to get you to a party.
Now I realized that if I was rocking up to a birthday party, I'd have to buy the birthday boy a birthday gift.
Which, you know, I feel like at our age, we're not doing gifts anymore, are we? I was surprised at how many gifts Russell got.
I think we are still doing gifts. If you're rocking up to a birthday event, you do a gift.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, write that down. So I was like, look, I'm going to get him something. Now, what does Russell like?
Yep.
He likes everything that's expensive. I can't buy him new sneakers.
He has expensive taste.
He does. I can't buy him. Like there's just so many things that I cannot buy him. But one thing he loves is cigars.
He does.
Now,
again, expensive taste.
Expensive taste. And don't smoke, guys. That's the real takeaway here. And I'll tell you why. Because I haven't smoked cigars in nearly 10 years. And it's changed a lot since the last time I smoked a cigar.
Yeah. I don't know why. But, like, and I do laugh at Russell sometimes. But when people are holding a cigar, it just, there's something about it that makes me laugh. It's very caricature.
Like a cartoon gangster?
Yes.
Yeah. So I went to buy him one, just one, went to the shop. They're now behind all the like doors. They don't have them out on display anymore because that's the law, you know, you have to like see them. And then like the little tins that hold them have like smarter than smoking and like, you know, pictures of gross teeth and feet all over
them. Well, they're not good for you.
No, they're not. And it makes sense. So, but immediately I'm like, I've forgotten everything about cigars. I have no idea what I'm buying him. And so I was like, how much is the price of a good, I don't know. I don't know what the price is.
Expensive, like, let me tell you.
Correct. And so they showed me some options and I went, I'm just going to go with the $50 one.
Which that is so, that's literally.
Considering that Russell and I aren't exactly close, I thought that was a bit of an expensive gift.
It really was.
Now, here's my baller move that I did. Is so they gave it, I asked for like the 10-cent little red bag for it to go in. I'm like, yep, perfect.
Isn't that funny? A $50 item going into a 10-cent bag.
You know, I was in a hurry. Bang, sorted. Now I know they gave me the receipt, but I left that receipt in the bag. Because I wanted Russell to know how much I spent on him.
You know what?
$53.
Wow. And that's a lot.
Don't smoke, guys.
Don't smoke.
Financially, health-wise.
You're literally burning your money.
Yeah.
Every time he lights a cigar, I don't even want to know the price of it because I'm like that. And you know what's funny? He's not even a smoker. He's never been a smoker.
No.
All of a sudden wants to start burning money in this economy all the times, you know?
So my point being is that I left the little receipt in there. So my birthday is coming up in December.
Also, it has to be exactly 53 cents and...
$53.
Oh, 50.
My God, Carly Porch. Nice try. Nice try.
You're getting something from the bargain bin at Kmart.
I always was. So I will be hosting...
Oh, so I have to say now how this works.
No, I'll be hosting a party. Okay. It will just be Russell invited. I expect him there with a gift in tow.
$53. And you know I'm going to spend it to the cent.
I'm okay with it. Receipt's in there. Did he acknowledge that the receipt was left in there?
I don't think he did because that's not polite to kind of look at the receipt, is it? Because most people blank out the receipt so people don't know.
No, not me.
You laminated it.
I want him to know. I put it in the birthday card. Dear Russell, happy birthday.
That explains what he's been using as a bookmark.
Yeah, absolutely. So...
So what do I owe you? What do you want, the cash?
Oh, that'd be great. But no, I'll wait till my birthday.
Actually, that's what you'll be getting for your birthday.
$53.74. I'll take it. Absolutely. Happy birthday, Russell. You owe me. Taylor Swift right now. Hit breakfast now to Carly.
Alan and Carly, the podcast. Naughty at 6:40.
Now, this is where we get a little bit more risque in the show, and today is certainly a risky one. Before we get into the business end, and that pun is intended, quick shout out. Michelle from Parlour Hair in Busselton is a huge fan of Naughty at 6:40.
Now, are we exposing her?
No, I'm okay with it. I think she wanted the shout out. Michelle from Parlour Hair in Busselton. She loves the segment, loves the show. And so a shout out to her.
Okay,
and I
shout out Michelle. I need a haircut soon, actually. Maybe I'll pop in.
Well, sooner rather than later, I'll see you later.
All right.
And the other part of this segment is this is where we get a little more risque in the show.
Michelle knows.
And Michelle's all about it. But, geez, Michelle, can't stop her. But this is where you get a little bit more adult. So if you are a child, run away, come back. Because today's one is definitely a brutal one.
Now, this is one kind of, it's almost become a running theme for Naughty at 6:40. These stories seem to follow us around.
I do have a Google alert on it.
Oh, well, that explains it. Yeah. Now, I am just so shocked by the amount of things people put in themselves that they shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like every day there's a new thing.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. And they're the only the ones that are reported. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. God, there's an X-ray.
There is. So a man has been left in excruciating pain after he decided to put something into his penis. And then that thing would end up snapping during sex. The thing was a toothbrush. I mean,
you're doing it wrong for starters.
Why?
I think we know why.
He waited 12 hours before seeking medical attention. He was in.
Oh my God. Because he was probably embarrassed, you know.
He tried to fish it out himself.
I've never had that in me, literally, to look at something and go, I wonder about that. You know, I don't really have that curiosity in me, and I'm glad I don't because it never really seems to end well.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just don't hear about the success stories. Maybe they only.
Well, you wouldn't hear about them, would you? Because, like, they're just like, yep, cool, back to work.
I think people forget that things are not always, you know, sometimes not everything that goes in comes out.
Sure. Here's a little bit of lessons for everyone as well. Although the penis is not a bone, it can fracture, which is interesting to know. So it can fracture when it's subjected to sharp, blunt force. Ugh.
Did they need to share the X-ray, that poor bloke?
They didn't, but they did.
Did he approve that?
Wait for this. In many cases, a grim cracking or popping sound is heard.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. So the man was discharged after 3 days after his surgery, reporting no issues at the moment.
Is that a toothbrush or are you happy to see me?
God.
Didn't think I'd ever be saying that.
Remember to floss, everyone. I think it's the main lesson that dentists want us to share as well.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway, right?
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We are still chatting with psychic Alison Maiden. For full details on how you can get in touch with her, go to alisonmaiden.com, including all the dates for upcoming shows in WA, July 19th in Bunbury, the 20th in Busselton, and 28th in Perth. Make sure you grab tickets for that one. Alison, are you ready to answer some questions from our listeners?
I would love to.
That is what I like to hear. Wayne from Bunbury kicks us off. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, Alison.
Hey.
Bit of an unusual one, I think, anyway. All the mats and rugs in our house moved to the north.
Ooh. As in like a compass or just, you know, do they swivel towards the north or is it, they just
move over? Not swivel, but they all sort of shuffle, like, you know, we sort of go through the day and I fix them up and then, you know, a couple of hours later they've started to move along. Even when we leave the house and come back, they seem to have moved.
Wow.
Yeah. You've got someone else living in the house with you, babe, and he's not embodied. So he's just moving things around to make sure that you know that he's there. And I don't feel this is a family member. I do feel this is someone that's you've probably just brought him home, or he was already there when you moved in. But he's, he needs to be moved on for sure. Yeah. You don't need that in your life, adjusting mats for the rest of your life. He seems harmless enough, but he's just particular, obviously.
Yeah.
Very likes his mat. Yeah.
OCD, yeah.
Or, quick pitch, your house is on an incline. Eh?
I did actually put down a spirit level.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Not well, the right sounds like he did too.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Wayne. I'll let you deal with that one. Let's go to Melissa in Bunbury. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, I'm Alison. I was just feeling a bit lost at the moment. I was just wondering if you can see a job coming along for me at all, in this future at all.
Okay, darling. First of all, have you ever worked in like a medical field or, I want to say nurse, but have you ever cared for people before?
No, I used to work on checkout.
Okay, because I just feel that you should be moving more towards a healing kind of modality, whether it be nursing or, you know, alternative type of thing, but it's something to do with helping others and definitely around medical stuff. So you need some training here, okay? And I would go all out to see if you can find some courses that actually suit you or make you feel good about yourself, because that's a really big thing. Once you get through that, you're going to have such a great job and you're just going to feel so good about yourself and it'll just all really flow. Life will start to flow. But I think you're just really stuck now because you've got to change vocation. You've got to change direction. But go towards something that's medical, not necessarily nursing or anything like that if it's too much for you, but take the step back. But get into healing for sure.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Like Avon.
Thank you.
Amway. No?
That's not healing.
Yeah, my mum disagrees. Let's go to Shantara. Am I saying that right? Shantara?
You are, yes.
Yes, Shantara from Bunbury. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
My question is, if you see a life partner in my future for me, I've been single for almost 15 years and it's lonely.
All right.
Oh,
Carly, sweet. You want to take this one? No?
I think there is. This sounds positive, Shantara. I believe in love.
There you go. All right. Alison, let's get the professional opinion now.
Please give it to you, Alison.
I thought Carly was saying get a dog.
That's Carly's advice for everything.
Now that
I once told Carly I had a stomachache. Yeah. She's like, you know what to fix that? A dog.
Yeah. Look, darling, you are actually very fussy when it comes to the right people coming in, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's absolutely fantastic, in fact.
She deserves the best.
Obviously, you do deserve the best. Your wait is long, but it will be rewarded. I can see a man coming in from overseas. He's not in Australia, which is probably why you haven't met him. So there's someone coming in from overseas, dark colouring, dark eyes, dark hair, possibly European, very funny, a bit on the short side, but you're going to overlook that. And everything would be... She says, I don't care.
Her short king awaits.
Everything will be pretty good. And I think after that, too, you're going to be moving. So don't be surprised if you move somewhere else.
Oh.
Ooh.
There you go. What a way to wrap it up, Shantara. There you go. Psychic Alison Maiden, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
There. And Wayne, I have no advice for that whole, yeah. House on the incline.
Well, I think we solved it. It's a spirit.
Oh, that's right.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.